All right, great to be here with you today. Let me share with you a personal story. And I'll tell you what, if you want to join me too, I'll open the phones, 888-914-9149. And if the rosary helps you find your spouse or bring about a healing or resolved a crisis in your own life or brought about miraculous protection, love to hear your story too. I'll open the phones in a minute and take a few of them. I want to share with you just a couple quick little true stories that really highlight why this is a prayer you should pick up and pray today. And if you don't pray the rosary, I know it can seem long. Oh, it's 20 minutes. It's so rote. It's so hard to get through. It's so boring, you know. Come on, be honest. That's how you feel sometimes, don't you? You know, the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, who added the luminous mysteries to the rosary, he says it's a Christocentric prayer. You know, what you do when you pray the rosary, you actually meditate on the life of Christ through the eyes of Mary. That's what you do. And if you can dive into it that way, this is a prayer that will elevate you. Padre Pio prayed 36 rosaries a day. You know what he said? People would ask him when he was facing any sort of trial, he'd say, get me my weapon. That's what he would call it. Get me my weapon. It is a weapon. Satan hates this. I'll tell you what happened with some exorcists and why the rosary is so powerful in getting evil out of your life and out of your homes. But it's also important for protection. You know, one of the great stories, and you probably have heard this before, and I won't go into all the details of it, but the atomic bomb, when it was dropped on Hiroshima back in 1945 in Japan, it brought utter destruction. I mean, when it went off at Ground Zero, it was unspeakable. And you've seen video, you've seen the aftermath, you saw the horrors. It destroyed everything within a kilometer of Ground Zero. It was just leveled. People there were vaporized. Their shadows, their image itself were just basically burned into cement walls. It was eerie. There were 8 Jesuit priests who lived in a rectory there. They were at Ground Zero. And when this bomb went off, everything around them was destroyed, vaporized, except for them. Now, how they survived really is a mystery. How can everything else get vaporized? How can everything else get destroyed, blown to nothing, right? How the radiation at that Ground Zero, horrible. You saw the ill effects of the radiation sickness that killed so many more people after the bomb went off. It was a horror. I remember they did an interview one day when this was over many years later, and one of the priests was a guy named Father Schiffer. He was a survivor. And people said, what do you attribute to surviving the atomic bomb? How could you do that? And this priest reached deep into his pocket, and he pulled out his rosary. And he says, I believe we survived because we were living the message of Fatima. We lived and prayed the rosary daily in our home. You want protection in your home. You want the conversion of your children. You know, you want the vanquishing of evil. Then you pick up the rosary. Satan hates it. And I'm telling you what, I really believe he's powerless from it. I remember hearing a story. You might have heard the news today about the serial killer. One of the most prolific serial killers in our country is now beginning to confess his crimes, and he's drawing images of women he's murdered in the 70s and 80s. He's approaching the end of his life, and he's working with basically law enforcement now, and they want to get him to confess to as many of these as possible to get some closure. When you think about him right now, I think he killed something like 93 women. At least that's how many he's confessed to at this point in time. I think Bundy did something like 30 or so. I forget what the number was, but Bundy did probably a third of these. I remember hearing a story about Ted Bundy, and he's a fascinating character. Ted Bundy, was known for his escapes from prisons, right? It was January 15th. I think it was 1978 when this took place. The time was 3 a.m. in the morning, and there was a horrific serial killer on the loose. He escaped from prison, and he entered a sorority house, and he killed two of the sleeping women there. One was Lisa Levy, and the other one was a girl named Margaret Bowman, and then he searched for other victims. I really believe a lot of these serial killers, they do have some dark spirit in them, but this serial killer, Ted Bundy, as you know, entered the room of this other girl who was sleeping. She was there in her bed. And she awoke, terrified. Can you imagine? It's probably the greatest fear of a woman, being asleep in your bed in the sanctity and the privacy and the security of your own room, to wake up to the sight of a man standing over you. Bundy had a bat. And she opened her hands. And Bundy saw what was in her hands. And he became powerless. This girl was clutching rosary beads. See, what happened, this young girl had promised her grandmother that she would pray the rosary every night, every single night. And when Ted Bundy entered her room, she was still clutching those rosary beads in her hands. And when Bundy saw these rosary beads, he dropped his weapon and fled. Why would he do that? He just killed two other women. Why not bludgeon this girl to death as well? What would drive him out of that room? This account was actually related to a priest. The guy's name was Monsignor William Curry. He's of Tallahassee, Florida. And he was, you know, who called the police to accompany them to the sorority house in Florida, where the girl was now, she was in a catatonic state. She could only speak to the priest. I mean, she was in shock, and rightly so. Here you've got a serial killer over your bed, and for some reason he flees. So when Monsignor Curry approached the girl, again, the near catatonic girl, she told him that her grandmother had made her promise before going to college that she would pray the rosary every night before bed for protection, even if she fell asleep praying it, which she had that night. So when Bundy entered the bedroom and she was still clutching in her hands, he was thwarted. I believe it was divine protection. Bundy eventually confessed. He confessed, I think it was over 30 murders. I don't know the exact number. I know it was over 30. Although the actual total, some people think, is even higher. They estimate, you know, it could be far higher than that, but maybe 35 or more. But Bundy would bludgeon his victims and then strangle them to death. And, of course, sometimes there would be sexual assault in this as well. But ironically, when Ted Bundy was on death row awaiting execution for his crimes, he asked for none other than Monsignor Kerr to serve as a spiritual director. And the priest took the opportunity to talk about that terrible night. And here's what Ted Bundy said. He explained that when he entered this girl's room, he had fully intended on murdering her. And he said that some mysterious power prevented him. There are very powerful promises attached to praying the rosary. Not only does it aid your own spiritual growth, I think it disengages the power, the forces of the evil one. I really want to recommend you to pray the rosary. You know, the famous Vatican exorcist, Father Gabriel Amorth, he testified. He said one day a colleague of his heard the devil say during an exorcism, these spirits will speak sometimes to these exorcists. And this possessed person filled with these demonic spirits said, every Hail Mary is like a blow to my head. Every Hail Mary is like a blow to my head. And the spirit said that if Christians knew how powerful the rosary was, it would be my end. I mean, think about that. If Christians knew how powerful the rosary was, it would be my end. A lot of truth in that particular statement, isn't it? And we've seen it. We've seen it manifest with military forces leaving nations. We've seen it with the fall of communism. We see it with divine protection, like this girl here in the bed of about to be murdered by Ted Bundy. We see it from the possessed. Padre Pio, who called the rosary an extraordinary, powerful weapon against Satan. He once said, the rosary is my weapon for these times. It's the rosary is our weapon, really, for these times. It's the weapon for these times. We all know it's a chain that binds Satan. It is a weapon, a spiritual force field against our greatest enemy. And this was clearly demonstrated that night in 1978. There are many, many promises with the Most Holy Rosary. I'll tell you what, when I come back, I'll share with you some of these promises. And I'll also share with you a true story that happened to my father right after this.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Relevant Radio accepts donations of unwanted vehicles. The process is easy, free, and it helps keep Relevant Radio rolling. More information at 888-906-9069 or relevantradio.com.
Get connected
at facebook.com/Drew Mariani Show.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, 13 now before the top of the hour. I'm going to open the phones. You can join me. You can get in. I only have a few moments left. As I say to you every day, I wish I had more time to talk with you. I really enjoy spending my afternoons with you, just hanging out and being able to take a look at life through the eyes of our faith. The number here for you, and if you've had an experience with the rosary, love to hear it. I'll take your calls at 888-914-9149. Do me a favor, though, just based on time, kind of keep your story a little bit concise, and I'm sure my phone screeners will tell you the same thing. I want to share a story that happened to my family. I've often shared with you in the past that my father, who was a great man, he taught me great virtues and great values. He was the most selfless person I think I've ever met, the most generous person I've ever met. But he was a flawed man. He suffered from addiction. He had the disease of alcoholism. And it was a cross for my mother. It was a very difficult cross for her. And my mother prayed nonstop for his conversion. You know, not that he didn't know God or love God. He did. But as you know, with your loved ones that might have addiction, it controls them. You know, I almost feel like there's a demonic spirit in that bottle, in that drug. You know, it changes the person. You know, it makes them who they don't want to be, who they weren't created to be. And my mother has always prayed the rosary ever since I was a little boy. And my mother and father one day were taking a walk, and they lived in Pennsylvania. There's a beautiful little arboretum there called Rose Tree Park. And one day they were walking these trails deep in the woods. And my mother, you know, had been praying for my father's conversion for a while. And it was just the two of them. Nobody was around. They weren't talking. They were just basically walking, looking at the scenery. And all of a sudden, my father, he says, "What did you say to me?" To my mother. I said, "John, I didn't say anything to you. What are we talking about? You didn't say pray the rosary?" She goes, "No, what are you talking about?" He says, "I swear, I just heard a woman's voice. And this woman said to me," she said, "John, pray the rosary." And my mother said, "That wasn't me." So he goes, "I must be hearing things." He totally discounted. He wasn't praying the rosary. My mother was a big devotee of it. So they talked a little bit more. They continued to walk. They're coming to the end of their walk. And all of a sudden, a very audible voice comes out again. And he heard the voice. It said, "My son, pray the rosary." And again, he asked my mother, "Did you say?" "No, I didn't say anything. John, I don't know what you're talking about." He knew who it was at that moment in time. He knew that that was a divine intervention, that the mother of God was inviting him to pray the rosary. He began to pray that rosary every day for the rest of his life. In fact, I was with him when he died, and in his hand was his rosary. He prayed it with his last breath. In fact, I prayed it at his bedside. We prayed the chaplet, and then we prayed the rosary. We prayed the chaplet, then we prayed the rosary. So he was a man devoted to it. In fact, my father, as you might know, because I've shared the story many, many times, thanks to my mother's prayer, she never gave up. She prayed 54-day rosary novena after 54-day rosary novena. He was eventually liberated from his addiction. He was miraculously, and I mean this, miraculously cured from his addiction. All that addictiveness, all of that desire, that hunger, the bondage that comes with an addiction totally left him. You know, there was no inclination anymore to drink. I was with him. I was down at a site where the Virgin Mary was actually making appearances, like in Fatima. We were down in South America, and he was miraculously cured. The night before, he emptied his wet bar. He loved vodka. And the next day, he said, "Drew, I don't know what happened. I was divinely touched. It had left him." The last 15 years of his life, he was alcohol free. And you know, what a great man. I love him, and he's such a witness to me on so many different levels of generosity and of God's divine touch. And I know that if you pray for the situation you're in, your loved one, whether it is cancer, whether it is drugs, whether it's addiction, whether it's finances, miracles happen. I two of my favorite prayers, you know, are the rosary and the chaplet, and I pray both of them every single day, every day. Let me take a call or two for you here as well, and then I'll share with you another story, which I think you'll really appreciate. Kim is listening in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hi, Kim. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. You're welcome. I'll try to go fast.
No, it's okay.
10 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 3B breast cancer, And my sister had a friend that had given her a rosary that was blessed by Pope John Paul II. And she had given me that rosary, and I clung to that rosary, and I had other rosaries as well, but something just felt real special about that rosary. 10 years later, I'm still cured of cancer.
Wow.
And we kind of use that rosary now as a family traveling rosary.
Wow.
So when somebody in the family is really in need, we pass it along to that person.
I love it. What a great story. And you pray the rosary every day now?
Yes, I try. You know, not every day, but I try to be as faithful as I can to it.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way. You try to get those prayers in, and sometimes the day gets by. Kim, thank you. I love your story because, you know, there's not – her story is such an inspiration to me because, you know, when you deal with cancer, you know, that's so hard to get your head around, isn't it? I mean, so often when doctors diagnose people with that, they think that's it. There's nothing that's impossible with God. There's no disease. There's no financial situation. There's no legal problem. There's no relationship problem that you face that cannot be remedied. Our Lady had said that through prayer and fasting, you can find ways out of situations that have no way out. Through prayer and fasting, you can find ways out of situations that have no way out. I believe the rosary is one of those powerful prayers to do that. Pete is listening in Wisconsin. Pete, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Great program.
Thank you.
So I've been going through some very difficult times over quite a long period of time, and it has gotten worse the last couple of years, and particularly financially. And I'm always praying for, you know, faith and hope and patience and all that. But there were multiple times where, from a financial standpoint, I do the rosary every day, suddenly, like right in time for paying rent, for example, all of a sudden I'd get a little boost in income, whether it's a commission check or whatnot. But the timing was just there, and divine, you know, God's providence, and He is there, and that's the
I love
that's
it.
That's the platform that you communicate with Him.
Yeah, amen to that. I love it. Well, thank you, Pete, for sharing that. Such a great testimony. I appreciate it. And because of time, let me sneak another call in here too, and I'll let somebody else share their own impact of the rosary. Chris, good afternoon.
Hi. Actually, when I was in wrapping up grad school, I was going through a lot of despair because I just didn't know what I was doing with my life anymore. And I remember biking and just hearing this voice say, pray the rosary. Wow. I didn't even know how to pray the rosary at that time, but I started to learn, and it got me through all this despair, depression, and it was just I really look at it as a miracle in my life.
Oh, I love it. So it's very similar to my father's experience. I believe that. I believe God reaches out to us, that He's an intimate part of our life. And you, like my father, heard that voice. And that's a gift from heaven. I'm grateful for the fact that you went ahead and ultimately responded to it. You know, this is a gift, the rosary. I'm telling you, it is a tremendous gift for you. And if you are not familiar with the rosary, just do a quick search online and you know, even if you just pray one decade of the rosary, Pope Pius IX, he said that, or the 11th, I think it was, he said that the Holy Rosary is not only a weapon to put to flight the enemies of God and of religion. And we're seeing a great crisis in our country right now, right? A great attack on religion. But it will foster, it'll nourish those gospel virtues. We need that. If you want peace in your homes, if you want them in your hearts, if you want them in your country, Pius IX was the one who said, recite the rosary every single day. Why? Because there is a supernatural protection. There's an abundance of grace that is unleashed when we pray the rosary. That's why the Holy Father, you know, Pope John Paul, St. John Paul II, added, I think, 5 more mysteries to the rosary. You know, the rosary can work miracles in the world. It can work miracles in your life. I believe it was the rosary that helped bring about a peaceful end to communism, to the fall of the Iron Curtain. In fact, even Sister Lucia, the recipient of those Fatima messages, she said that after the liturgical prayer of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, right after the Mass, the prayer of the Holy Rosary, because of it, of its origin, because of the sublime nature of the prayer, is the most powerful prayer. It's the next most powerful prayer. It's the most pleasing to God. It's the most beneficial. And I do believe that. And I said there were a lot of promises with the rosary. Let me just share just a couple of these with you. And then, Jake, maybe we can find a link to how to pray the rosary or these promises. Here's what the Virgin said. These are the promises of anyone who prays the rosary. So consider this right now. I promise my special protection and the great graces to all who will recite the rosary. Okay? The rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice. It will decrease sin. And it will defeat heresies. If you are struggling with pornography, you pray the rosary. And I guarantee you, you're going to get the grace to rise above it. It will destroy vice. It will decrease sin. If there's division in your home, if there's drug use, if there are other problems, this is a powerful armor against hell, as Our Lady said. You pray the rosary, you're going to find the supernatural. You're going to find the divine intervening in. If you're involved in works, like I am here at Relevant Radio or the pro-life movement or whatever it may be, there's a special grace that comes when you pray the rosary. The Virgin said it will cause virtue and good works to flourish. You want your good work to flourish? You want that ministry, that apostolate, that mission that you are on, your vocation? It will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls an abundant mercy, the abundant mercy of God. And it will draw the hearts of man from the love of the world and its vanities, and it will lift them to desire eternal things. That's the most important thing, isn't it? The faithful children of the rosary, the Virgin said, will merit a high degree of glory in heaven. Now, one of my very favorite promises is this, and it's like the chaplet. You know, the Lord says, anything you ask in virtue of the chaplet will be granted if it's according to his will. This is what Our Lady said about the rosary. And if you have you need a miracle in your life, if you are looking for a real answer to prayer, today on the great feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, I'm encouraging you to pray the rosary. Make time for it. Make time for it. Here's my very favorite. Of all the 15 promises of the rosary, this is the one I love the most. She says, you shall obtain all you ask of me by recitation of the rosary. It goes to her powerful intercession, as we saw at Cana. You know, all those who promulgate the rosary, she said, shall be aided by me in their necessities. Pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. I guarantee you it'll change your life. It'll change the life of your loved ones. It'll bring about conversion. Graces are going to come, and today is a special day to do that. If you want that information, Jake, put it up on our social media outlets. You can go to our Twitter page, at Drew Mariani Show, or on Facebook, The Drew Mariani Show. I'm out of time. I'll pray for you tonight in my rosary. Please, pray for me.